it says applause. Ray, do me a favor. Deflect that once. All right. Now, remember, you're all a big part of the show, so the better you are, the better Larry is. Okay, now you see this gentleman? Now he's giving me this sign, and it says, we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Live on tape from Hollywood, the Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, welcome Larry and his guests, Val Kilmer, Valerie Bertinelli, Winona Judd, and me, Hey Now, Hank Kingsley. And now, because it's an FAA regulation, your flight attendant, Karen Jackson.
And welcome to the Larry Sanders Show. For your comfort and safety, please take a moment to familiarize yourself with some of the features of the studio. Should the director determine it necessary to illuminate the applause signs, please do so immediately. To applaud, hold the hands out and away from the body, with the palms facing each other. Bring the palms together firmly and quickly, and continue to breathe normally. In the event of a sudden loss of interest in one of tonight's guests, your seat cushion may be removed and used as a pillow. Our estimated time on the air will be 59 minutes, and we want to thank you for choosing the Larry Sanders Show for your late-night talk show needs. And now, your host for the evening, Captain Larry Sanders.
Forgot to add is please do not stand until we've come to a complete halt, which I think we just have. You ever seen a stewardess like that, Hank?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's a good answer. All right. Well, we had another earthquake here in L.A., and of course, the really bad thing about earthquakes when they happen in Los Angeles is it makes it more difficult to shoot straight. I was with my wife, of course, in bed at 5 a.m., and she started to yell, you know, it's the big one. And I said, well, thank you very much, because... And then she said, no, it's the quake. Stay for the whole show. Don't be like last night's audience. You at home, you here in the studio, please don't do what last night's audience did. After the show was over, they laughed for an hour, they had fun with us for an hour, then they got dressed and just left. Please, stay. I like to cuddle afterwards, and you never know, an hour later, I may feel like putting on another show. Stay tuned. We have some great guests, and don't flip around. We'll be right back. And then you'll be doing what project after that?
Wild Palms, that Oliver Stone's producing for ABC.
Well, Dana, you were delightful. Come back as often as you like. We have some terrific guests coming up this week. Winona Ryder, Joe Pesci, comedian David Spade.
Oh, great. I like you.
David Spade?
Mm-hmm.
As do I. This is actually his fifth time, is that right? Fifth time.
Wow, that's...
Five. So, see you tomorrow night. Sleep well. Remember, we'll all be sleeping at the same time.
I do now.
Just pretend like you're talking to me until we're off the air so it won't seem weird.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. You don't have to pretend that much. How's your house coming along?
My house? I'm in a lawsuit with the contractor because the walls are bleeding like
right,
a miracle.
Right.
Awesome. David, I know it's torturous, but we got to go over this because you know Larry wants to know everything you're going to say.
It's fine. I'm going to do the doggy diapers. I'm going to do the airline stuff.
What's that? And I haven't heard it.
The airline stuff. It's,
give me a speed through, but I got to know it.
You want me to do the whole joke?
Please.
Oh, this is an office, not a club.
David, I know this is total torture, but you got to do your act for me so Larry can hear the content.
All right, it's basically I come out, hello, hello, how's everybody? I just flew in. I don't like to fly because when you get on, they immediately tell you the name of your pilot. Like anyone goes, oh, he's good. I like his work.
Yeah.
Then I say I fly coach. I don't fly first class. The thing about coach is they didn't want you to see the people in first class. That's how much of a loser you are. And, you know, a flight attendant will come by and pull the curtain shut.
You make that little face. Yeah. That is so spayed, and Larry loves that.
Then I do my dog's penis.
Did you say penis?
I say penis. I can change it to organ, maybe.
That'll be good.
You will not. You will not change a thing. That's what this show needs, penis and plenty of it.
Hey,
don't get up.
Standards.
Hey,
how's the show?
David, how are you? So you're with us on Thursday, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Looking
terrific.
Forward to it.
Good. That's your
fifth time, right?
Wow. So you're like family. How many times have you been on the show, Paula?
Never.
Exactly. So I show Mr. Spade here a little respect. Let him say penis whenever you want.
You got it. You can say penis.
There you
all
go.
All right.
Stop by on your way out.
Yeah, okay. Great.
So anyway, you're up to your dog's penis?
Right.
You can't say penis.
Got it.
Go.
Who is it?
Hi.
Hey, Larry.
Oh, David. Hi. What's up?
You want me to come by?
Well, that's right. Sure. Come on in. So, things are going well, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's great. I owe a lot of that to you.
No, 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 no. You deserve it. So, you're still driving the,
Oh, the Honda? No, I've actually got a new Mustang. It's brand new.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Those are great. I love those.
Everything's going
good.
Great.
Very glad. I'm really very glad to hear that. Really.
Well,
I guess it's that time. Thanks for coming by.
So
long?
Yeah, so long. I'm going to go drive the Mustang.
Hey, those are great. Have fun.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, glad to hear, you know, things are going so great.
Well, they are.
Oh, good.
Thanks.
Well, keep up the good work.
Yep.
You want to close that? Nice kid. Hello, Larry Sanders. Artie. Hey.
Artie, he's not allowed to talk about show business.
I am not allowed to talk about show business, Artie. Put on Leno, honey. Please.
Okay. All right, keep track. Keep track. Well, I flew here tonight, and I don't like to fly. Because when you fly, once you're on the plane, a flight attendant will immediately tell you the name of the pilot. Like anyone goes, oh, he's good.
Oh, honey, that's, what's his name? You know, he's been on your show.
David Spade, he's supposed to do the show for the fifth time tomorrow.
The thing about coaches, they didn't want you to see the people in first class. That's how much of a loser you are. The flight attendant will come by and pull the little curtain shut.
Oh, I thought he was doing our show tomorrow, Artie. What the fuck is this? Huh? No. 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 All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And I realize everyone's got a limousine in Hollywood. Everyone's got a limo. I think they're so cool. Every time I see a limousine, I go, ooh, you have $80.
Jesus.
What are you so mad about?
Those in the backyard.
You don't do two talk shows back to back. It's an unspoken rule.
Well, maybe it's so unspoken that he didn't know about it.
He knows about it. Arsenio and Leno have contracts to prevent stuff like that.
You don't do that, right?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that. But you know what? I expect a certain loyalty. I found this guy. And you know what? I discovered him at the Comedy Store. And then... I sound like an asshole.
No, honey, you don't sound like an asshole. Your feelings are hurt.
My feelings are hurt, honey. And by a man. How did this happen?
I understand it. Leno had a cancellation, so his people called up Spade, and Spade jumped right on it because he's a scumbag.
Oh.
Well, We're going to rise above
but
it.
But what are we
going to
do?
We're going to rise above it.
No, here's what we're going to do. We're going to book Nell Carter on the show. We're going to lock her in her dressing room for 3 days and don't feed her. Then we throw David Spade in there with a piece of honey-baked ham down his pants. Stand back and thank me later. Can we get Nell Carter?
Oh, I can get Nell Carter, and if I can, I'm going to dress up like Nell Carter and just kick his little ass myself.
All those years in the Merchant Marine have served you well, Paula.
Meeting. Do you want me to make Spade fall in love with me, then hurt him? Because he can. Yeah.
No, thanks, though.
By the way, Lenny and Squiggy say hi.
Fuck him, he's off the show.
Oh, calm down.
Oh, screw it. Listen, I'm so upset last night, I had to take a Halcyon.
Aren't there side effects of that stuff, Artie?
Sure. I saw Buddy Epson's head floating over my dresser.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, he's vanished. Slept like a dream. What do you want to do about the little piss hat?
You know, he was in here last night.
Where? Here?
In here.
What's he doing in here?
I asked him to stop by on his way out.
Why?
I thought it was a friendly thing to say. I didn't know he'd actually do it.
You mean come in here?
Yes.
Amazing.
Artie, he's just a kid. Maybe he didn't know any better about the Tonight Show.
Bullshit. Think about it. He taped the Tonight Show an hour before he came waltzing in here. I'm surprised you didn't smell Leno's cologne on the little rat bastard.
Yeah, right. And he didn't even mention anything about it to me. Fuck him. He's off the show.
I thought he'd take you another 10 minutes. What do you want to do now?
Want to get something to eat?
Art?
Hank?
Listen, wasn't Karen great at that stewardess sketch last night?
No, Hank. No matter what she did to you, we're not having her back on the show.
Well, I wasn't asking that, sir. I wouldn't do that. No, my pal, Rick Holmes, hosts Family Feud. He's getting her on this show for me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Great. Her and her family?
No, just her. You see, sometimes when they have a family with just four people, they slap on a fifth person and, make them a cousin, whatever.
You do that?
Hush, hush. Oh, by the way, while I got you here, you know, I'm a friend, and I don't usually ask for favors, but this afternoon, the regional presidents of the Hank Kingsley fan club are visiting the studio, and I throw a little wing-ding, you know, and say hello.
I don't do the wing-ding thing.
You know, a quick hello. Maybe a few words about your old buddy, Hank, you know. That would be really...
I got it. Go ahead.
You know, that would be great. I mean, I am talking, I'm talking a minute. I don't know, a minute 30 tops. Here, I got it.
Hey, it's just not a good day, Hank. I'm not in the mood today.
Pete, I never ask you for favors, you know.
Hank, for God's sakes.
You mean a lot to the ladies, really.
Can't you hear in my voice that I'm saying no to you?
Please.
I'm saying no. We were such good friends and you can't hear that I'm saying no to you. Don't make me say the words, Hank.
Please.
No. For God's sakes, no, Hank. No, we talk to you and you don't hear.
Enough said.
Hey, Darlene. Well, guess you heard David Spade's off the show.
Why is Larry so mean? What is he, Sag?
Look, Larry can do what he wants to do. You know, Spade really hurt his feelings.
Typical Sag.
And what's all this stuff?
I had to make extra copies of Hank's fan club newsletter.
Hank's for the memories?
We have another stewardess skit for tonight? I hope we do. I love those stewardess skits.
I don't know if you heard, William Shatner's doing a sketch with us.
Mr. William Shatner?
He's across the hall doing news at 5.
That's great.
Yeah, and so I wrote up a Star Trek sketch for him. And Paula went over to run it by him.
So. Jerry, William Shatner's on line 4 for you.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Can we put him on the speakerphone?
Yeah, I love his voice. Look at that.
Okay.
I'm trying to get him to say Klingon. Mr. Shatner, Jerry Capon.
No, wait. Tell me to put him on speakerphone.
Mr. Shatner, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Mr. Shatner, Jerry Capon. Mr. Shatner?
Yeah, Jerry, am I on a speakerphone?
Yeah, well, the handset's broken, but we're alone.
Well, Jerry, I'd like to come over and do something with Larry, but Paula tells me you guys are thinking about some Star Trek thing. Come on.
Yeah, well, you know, we're kicking the idea around.
Well, you know, I've written 3 novels, Tech Wars, Tech Lords, Tech Lab. They're really taking off. Marvel Comics is turning them into a series of comic books. I got a new novel out there called Believe right at the bookstores right now. Maybe we could do something with that. I mean, isn't Star Trek the most obvious, unoriginal choice you can make? I mean, come on.
Well, actually, you know, it's very much in...
Bill, this is Larry.
Larry, how you been?
Good. I was just walking by and I heard your voice on the speakerphone. I thought I'd pop in because, Bill, I'm really excited about doing this Star Trek thing the guys have written tonight.
Oh, great, a Star Trek sketch. That'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Good, me too. Say, Bill?
Yeah?
What was your biggest enemy on Star Trek?
DeForest Kelly and I had some problems.
No, I mean, alien-wise, who are the evil aliens who were always after you?
Romulans, there were some Romulans, Saltsuckers. Klingons, there were some Klingons.
I think that's it, Bill. Thanks a lot.
What's so funny?
All right, here we go. Right down this way. Now, right down here is the makeup room, and this is where they make me beautiful.
Oh, you're beautiful enough as it is.
You're a married woman, so don't tempt me. Here comes one of our writers. Now, this is Phil.
Hey now, Phil!
How's it going, Phil? Ah, you see that? It's very sad. When they respect you too much, there's a distance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
How's it going, Ray? Now, this is where I say...
Applesauce!
Now, this is where it all happens. This is what I like to think of as Hank Central.
Oh, me.
Who wants to?
Me.
You do? You have your hand up first. Come
on. There
you go.
Oh, wait until you get up here. I mean, you can feel the energy. Uncover it all, Hank.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No,
yes,
I'm not
no,
allowed.
Please.
Now I'm not allowed to. Next. Oh. Who's next? Is that Orlando?
Yes.
Okay, come on. All right, watch your step.
Thank you.
Live on tape from Hollywood.
That gives me the chills. Where's the bathroom?
We're going to have a bathroom break just in a little bit, okay?
Hey,
oh.
You didn't tell me there'd be babes.
Oh.
Hey, now. And now, ladies, because he's my pal, Larry Sanders.
Hey now, Larry.
I haven't heard this many women applaud since my bris. Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Okay, ladies, Larry's very busy, so we gotta let him
Larry, why does Hank have to sit so far down on the sofa? We can barely see him. It's not right.
I know it isn't, but if people could see Hank, who would look at me?
Oh, that's right.
What's my name again?
Larry!
Okay, so when I push the button, Richie, they're both going to wiggle at the same time, right? Because if just one wiggles, I don't think it's quite as funny.
Oh, Richie will make it work.
Yeah.
It's a cute gag. However, Spock's were a little more pointy, unless we're talking about that first season before he made his return to the planet Vulcan.
Don't know the time frame of the sketch, Artie.
Just so you know, Paula got a fervid call from David Spade. David is a very upset young man.
Well, you know, we're all a little upset.
And he would like to come over and explain the situation to you.
You know, Artie, I'm not one who demands blind loyalty, but this guy really hurt my feelings.
You don't want to talk to the little prick?
No.
Good. I can't wait to see him wiggle.
Me and my cold Vulcan logic. Okay, these'll work.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
What do you mean?
You said knock, knock.
No. I was just saying that.
But you said knock, knock when you came in. Who's
right
there?
Hank.
Hank who?
Hank Kingsley.
Come in. Where are the babes?
They're out there looking at my parking space. And you, sir, are a true... boy, you really gave him a thrill out there.
Fun.
Yeah, I was. I want to thank you again. I mean, you're a true mensch.
No, no, it was my
pleasure.
Hey,
yeah.
You know about this David Spade thing, right?
Yes. I mean, I heard about it. He kicked his ass off the show, is the word around campus.
Too harsh?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you remember the first time you did the Tonight Show?
Yeah.
Yeah. You. How do you think Murr felt?
What's your point?
My point is, you did Merv a couple of times before you did the Tonight Show.
But Merv was on in the afternoon. Johnny was on at night. There wasn't a conflict. I don't think the unspoken rule applied. Yeah.
Okay. But Merv gave you your start, right?
Where are the girls, Hank?
Listen, thank you again.
Beverly...
Hmm.
No. Would you call David Spade? Make sure they don't use that oil soap on the dashboard because it makes it look all slippery. And don't touch anything in the glove compartment, okay? Okay, thanks. Bye. So go on.
No, it's just... I don't expect you to totally forgive me or not think I'm an asshole for what I did, but... Honestly, my manager and my agent, I went over with them, and they said it would be fine, and you got to trust someone I trust.
Oh, come on. You know, look, David, you're a bright guy, and I can understand all that, but I can't put all the blame on them.
You're right, but, you know, I'm out there sweating it out in the clubs, and that's what you're after. You know, night after night, you want the Tonight Show, and I finally get it, even though it's just fucking Leno now. It was your big break, too.
That's not true. I happened to have started on Merv. Merv gave me... a couple of good shots before I ever did the Tonight Show. That's a fact.
Jesus, Murph must have been pissed off.
He was not pissed off. It just they were on at different times of the day. One was on in the afternoon. What? Look, let a couple months go by. Let things settle down, and then we'll book you again on the show, okay?
It'd be great. It's very generous. All right, well, thank you. And I'll get out of your way now. Thanks, Mr. Sanders.
Hey, call me...
You want me to call you?
No, I was going to say call me Larry.
Okay.
How'd it go?
It's good. I gave him that whole manager agent shit.
And he bought it?
Of course.
And he claimed it was his manager and his agent, huh?
That's what he told me.
You bought that horse shit?
Are you kidding? I told him we'd wait a couple months and then we'd book him again. Okay. I've talked a few times. He'll get the message.
Little rat prick.
Larry, Arthur, we have a huge problem. Joe Pesci just canceled. What are we going to do now?
My next guest is a good friend and a wonderful young comedian. Tonight marks his fifth appearance on the show. Please give a warm welcome to David Spade.
Hey, first I flew here. I don't like to fly because once you get on the plane, they immediately tell you the name of the pilot. Like anyone goes, oh, he's good. Love his work. And I sat in coach. I never sit in first. The thing about coaches, they don't even wait to see the people in first.